I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, the story behind Hollywood's least accurate hockey villain. But right now it's time for my conversation about the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Thursday, Major League Baseball's opening day, we saw Matt Davidson of the White Sox crank out three homers. Giancarlo Stanton homered twice in his Yankees debut, and Houston's George Springer hit a leadoff home run for the second consecutive time on opening day. Have we got a leitmotif for the 2018 season?
Well, what's the old baseball cliche? The hitters are always ahead of the pitchers this time of year? Or is it the pitchers are always ahead of the hitters this time of year?
I think it's supposed to be the pitchers ahead, but...
Well, they're not. Let me tell you that.
Not on opening day. Right.
Baseballs are flying. By the way, opening day is in April. I don't recognize any games before April.
Okay. All right. I hope Major League Baseball is listening.
They're not. Don't worry.
The Yankees thought they'd come up with a nifty gimmick for opening day. New technology at Yankee Stadium allows vendors to decorate the foam on the beer that they sell with the likenesses of Yankees players. So, first of all, do they really need a gimmick to sell beer at the ballpark? And second, how did they not anticipate that Major League Baseball would have some objections to this?
Well, first of all, back in my day, we didn't need to decorate our beer to sell it. Of course, then again, back in my day, beers didn't cost $14 either.
It should be a boutique beer for that
they
price,
right? They should have the actual player's head in it for $14.
You are in San Antonio for the men's Final Four weekend. For those of us unable to make it, what's going on there in Alamo City? Anything out of the ordinary?
The usual gathering of ambitious assistant coaches and bagmen is well underway. And this is, San Antonio is a very good city for this. It's part and parcel of the city's 300th anniversary. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. But yes, the usual gang of thieves has gathered for its annual festival.
And so you're there as well.
And I'm there as well to chronicle the usual gang of thieves.
Whatever the outcome of the women's Final Four, it was pretty amazing that all four finalists were number one seeds. Louisville, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, and what's the other one?
I don't remember.
Eastern
but
team, I think.
Yeah. It's that team that wins every game by 60 points. I'll have it by the end of our segment.
All right, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Before last Sunday's game in Sacramento, eight members of the visiting Boston Celtics joined with Kings players to make a video that ran shortly before the tip-off. The Celts were responding to the shooting of Stephon Clark by Sacramento police last week. Both teams wore warm-up shirts that read, "Accountability, We Are One," and had hashtag Stephon Clark on the back. Are we going to see more of this sort of protest as the season goes on from NBA teams?
Boy, I hope so. And, of course, this is a particularly powerful protest because of both of the circumstances of the shooting and also because members of the community have been essentially blocking Kings games.
Right.
People simply couldn't get in the building, which is something that I'm not entirely sure any league has or team has a contingency plan for.
LiAngelo Ball will be available for the NBA draft. He left UCLA without ever playing in a game that counted for that school, and he played in what must have been a thoroughly exhausting nine games in a Lithuanian recreational league, so he should be a first-round pick, no question, right?
Yeah, he's going to wind up in the D-League, and maybe one day he'll play in the NBA, but there's no guarantee of anything right now.
I can't understand how you can say that. He scored 72 points the other day in a game against a youth team from China.
Well, that's true. But then again, we don't know that the youth team from China wasn't also employed by his old man.
We would be remiss if we didn't note, celebrate, in fact, the Vegas Golden Knights. On Monday night, they became the first NHL expansion team to clinch a playoff berth in their inaugural season. So, good on Vegas. Hope you bet on them.
I'm telling you, I am very happy about this. Because number one, because they're quite an operation. Number two, because their season started in just an awful fashion. Their season started 10 days after the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Mm. And the team really stepped up. In fact, some of them have reached out to the Florida Panthers to get in touch with the survivors at Parkland in Florida. I like this team a lot. I like the event of them. And Bill, when you go to a game and your between periods entertainment are Cirque du Soleil and Blue Man Group, you've really got something. It sure as heck beats watching the Weymouth Mites play.
It's almost like people would buy tickets to Cirque du Soleil and Blue Man Group and say, hey, I got a hockey game, too.
I saw this game in between, and it looks like fun.
And finally, Charlie, NASCAR's Cup Series race in Martinsville Sunday was postponed to Monday because of snow. These cars are pretty advanced. Couldn't the crews have slapped on some snow tires or chains or something?
Get out there and drive in the snow. What's wrong with these guys? I mean, if you admit that a lot of people watch NASCAR to watch automobiles crash, which a lot of people do, what could be more fun than having a race in the snow?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, from time to time. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
It was UConn, Bill. That's who it was.